For the Strength of Youth, I Do Always Remember Him, by Larry M. Gibson, First Counselor in the Young Men General Presidency. The way we keep the Sabbath day holy is an outward manifestation of our covenant to always remember Jesus Christ. I recall, as an 11-year-old, being reverently escorted by my bishop into the chapel of our new ward building, where he sat with me in front of the sacrament table. He said, "You know, Larry, you will soon be ordained to the office of deacon in the Aaronic priesthood. Do you realize what a special blessing and duty that will be?" He told me that I would have the sacred responsibility to act as the Savior did in providing the holy emblems of the sacrament to those in our congregation. I was overwhelmed with the magnitude of the priesthood calling I was to receive. My bishop asked that I memorize the two sacrament prayers and think about how they fit into my life. He said I must strive to do the things the sacrament prayers ask each of us to do if I was to act for the Savior in providing the sacrament to others. After I returned home, my father helped me locate the sacrament prayers in both the Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, verses 76 through 79, and the Book of Mormon, Moroni, Chapter 4, verse 5. I read them carefully for the first time in my life. I listened closely as they were offered in church. I pondered the words as the bread was being passed. But the full impact of the sacramental covenant became apparent when I heard these words in the blessing on the water, that they do always remember him. I asked myself, do I always remember him? What does always mean? How can I remember him always? Every time I hear those sacred sacramental prayers, I am moved to reflect on these same questions. The way we keep the Sabbath day holy is an outward manifestation of our covenant with Heavenly Father to always remember Jesus Christ. The Sabbath day should become the foundation for our remembrance of Him for the other 6 days of the week. Sunday is a day to slow down, pause, and remember. We attend our church meetings, reflect on our blessings, strengths, and shortcomings, seek forgiveness, partake of the sacrament, and ponder the Savior's suffering on our behalf. We try not to be distracted by anything that would prevent us from worshiping Him, for on this day, as the Lord has said, "Thou shalt do none other thing." Doctrine and Covenants, Section 59, verse 13. Any activity we participate in during the Sabbath should be in keeping with the spirit of remembering Christ. If anything we are doing on any part of the Sabbath takes us away from remembering the Savior and ministering on the Sabbath as He would minister, then perhaps we should reconsider what we are doing. Remember, the Sabbath is a day appointed not only to rest from your labors, but also to pay thy devotions unto the Most High. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 59, verse 10. We must plan our lives in such a way that there is no excuse for taking away from the sanctity of any part of the Lord's day. It is a day to be about His business, a day on which our whole lives can be blessed and renewed by having sacred experiences individually and with our family. It is a day for the enrichment of our spirit. Spend some time today creating a thoughtful plan of things that you will do to really make the Sabbath day a sacred and holy day in your life. Then, act on your plan. Remember the Lord's wonderful promise to those who properly honor the Sabbath. "And inasmuch as ye do these things with thanksgiving, with cheerful hearts and countenances, the fullness of the earth is yours." Doctrine and Covenants, Section 59, verses 15 and 16. Can we afford to forego these blessings in our lives and in the lives of our family members? I believe in honoring the Sabbath day. I boldly but humbly bear witness that observing the Sabbath day is a commandment of our God, who lives and loves each of us. I testify that if we will follow and live the divine mandate to keep the Sabbath day holy, the Lord in turn will bless us, direct us, and inspire us in solving the issues that confront us. End of the article, I Do Always Remember Him, by Larry M. Gibson, First Counselor in the Young Men General Presidency. Read by Dwayne Case.